Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Hey, I'm Matt Jackson.
I am Nick Jackson.
You are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Rantum Radio, Nick.
Rant EM.
You'll have to keep that one.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Ooh, yeah!
Shock the system.
Yellow.
What's up?
What are you doing over there? You're already having problems. We're not even 30 seconds in. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Yeah, boy.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Talk into the mic.
I don't know.
Talk in. Bring the mic closer to you. Say hello. If you're not going to take this seriously, then
okay.
Go inside. All right. So, obviously, we're not live on Rant, but we are live, because you'll get this in a little while. But welcome to Turnbuckle Throwbacks again on the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray. Choppy is stuck at work.
Boo.
Boo. But joining me on this journey tonight is the Hammer himself, Mr. Michael Alicia.
What's up?
So no Choppy. So you're replacing Choppy tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, you happy about that?
Yeah.
Yeah? So what's been going on?
Nothing much.
Talking to the microphone.
I don't know how to do this. This is Choppy.
This is
Choppy's thing.
Right, but you're doing the same thing Choppy does. Don't make me play the clip. Don't make me play Choppy's clip and call you a pain in the ass.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
All right, see how I'm talking into the mic?
Yeah.
That's how you talk into the mic.
Okay.
So everybody can hear you.
Yes.
Okay. So Michael was gracious enough to step away from his video games, say hello to everybody. And are you enjoying your summer? As I dropped this clip.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you been doing with yourself?
I don't know, playing video games.
That's all you did this whole summer so far. You've been almost a month into your summer vacation.
Okay, I've been playing video games.
Okay.
I learned how to ride a bike.
There you go. See, that's something. You learned how to ride a bike. Didn't you spend a week out there in the East? Oh, yeah. Didn't you go to a farm? Didn't you do a whole bunch of stuff with your grandparents?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What'd you do?
So we went to a farm, went to a water park.
A water park?
Yeah.
Talk into the mic.
A normal...
Right. Don't have your face like this. Talk into the microphone. There you go. Perfect.
What else? We went to the beach.
You went to the beach?
A normal park.
A normal park, a water park, a beach. Then you went to a farm, right?
Yeah, I said that.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
That's about it for Long Island. And then we went to... And then I went in the pool.
Yeah.
I also went to a trampoline park and hurt myself.
A trampoline park? Talk about that for a second. What is a trampoline park? I don't even know what a trampoline park is.
There's basically... there's trampolines all over the place. And, like, there's different areas. So there's, like, a place where you can bounce on trampolines. There's a place where you can do tricks into, like, a ball pit. There's a place where you can do tricks with, a ball and shoot into a basketball into a ball pit.
Yeah.
Like, you can dunk and then into the ball pit.
Right.
And then there's a normal one where you can just dunk with no ball pit. There's dodgeball, soccer.
On the trampoline.
Yeah.
On the trampoline.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you still have the pass, the Great Adventure?
Yeah.
The season pass?
Uh-huh. And the last time we went was like a month ago, not like before the break.
Uh-huh.
Before summer. And two of our cups got stolen.
Cups got stolen from the rides?
Yeah. Because the cup holders, so people before us stole two of our cups. So
do you get new ones?
No, we're not. The thing at Six Flags, they're not responsible for things that get lost.
So you have to buy new ones?
We're not even allowed to do that. You can't refund. So we'd have to buy new ones for $50 instead of getting like a refund.
Oh. So you don't drink anything now when you're there?
No. Now because we had four cups. Two of them got stolen, and now we have one from last year and a daily cup. So what we're going to do is fill those up and then, like, fill the purple ones up and pour them into the one from last year and the daily one.
Oh, you consolidate them.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So you're enjoying your summer then.
Yeah.
And it's not even over. You got the, drama camp next week?
Uh-huh. No. And the week after that, it's 2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you'll be in drama camp, and then it's my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
That should be fun. Mommy won't be here. She'll be away.
Jackie?
Jackie's tomorrow. Jackie's birthday's tomorrow, yeah.
Well, last night we went to go see the show.
Well, yeah, let's get into that. So we saw, part of your birthday present this year was a Broadway show of the Carole King musical, Beautiful.
Yes.
Carole King was played by
Melissa
Benoist.
It's Benoit with an S.
It's Benoist.
Yes.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't think so.
I just kept calling her Supergirl.
Yeah.
That's all. We know her as Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm no expert, but I thought she did very well.
And Melissa from Glee.
Right, if you guys watch Glee, I never saw Glee, not one episode, so I don't
really?
Even... Yeah. I'm not ashamed or anything, I never had any interest in it.
Yeah.
You liked it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't get into that shit. I can't get into, like, shows about music. Like, I love concerts, you know I go to concerts, right? I love watching concerts on TV, I like listening to live music.
Uh-huh.
I just can't watch TV shows about music like that. Like, there was a show when I was growing up called Fame, and it was basically a bunch of drama kids that did, like, dance and stuff like that. And it was like a drama, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, as far as I went. The shows, like, and anything that revolved around music, I was like, oh, it gets corny for me. Like, I just can't invest. I mean, I'll watch shows, you know, I'll go to shows now with you guys. I'll watch shows, and I go watch Mommy perform, and I'll watch you perform.
Yeah.
But
different. Like, live.
It's different. Yeah, it's live. It's not TV.
And that's, like, acting, too. So is, like, that stuff. But, like, that's, like, acting within a show about music with, like, I don't know, but, like, shows that Mom and I do are, like, plays. And,
but they're on TV.
Yeah.
And they play it out. Mm-hmm. It was real popular. How many seasons did they have of that?
A lot.
A lot, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it was popular. I just never, mm-hmm. I just never got into it. I can't. I just can't invest. I tried, but I can't. You know, there was a show in the '90s or the '80s called Cop Rock. It was terrible. It was on ABC. It was about like these, and everything was, it was like a cop drama, but everything they sang everything. I'm gonna bring the guy to jail, jail. And then, like, the judge is singing, and the bailiff is singing, and the jury's, like, dancing, and it was so corny. And the concept, people were, like, losing their minds. This is going to be the best show ever. I think it lasted, like, 3 weeks, and if that. And they killed it. Killed it. A lot of shows got poo-pooed in, like, the 80s. Like, these shows are like, oh, this is going to be a hit. Stinker. Done. Dunsies. No fun. It was like WCW bringing in Thunder.
Roman Reigns.
No. It's like WCW. It was like WCW when they had all the when Nitro was like the hottest thing and they were beating Raw in the ratings every. No. Sunday Night Heat was good, but they Eric Bischoff thought. Well, the network said to Eric Bischoff, "Give us another show," because Thunder is so. I mean, because Nitro is so popular. Mm-hmm. So Eric Bischoff's like, all right, I'll give you one on Thursday. How about Thunder? And they named it after Hogan's show, Thunder in Paradise, right? And everybody was like, this is going to be great. More wrestling. That show sucked. I think there were like 4 matches total on the entire run of Thunder that was remotely good. No one good wrestled on Thunder.
By God.
And it was like, okay, your main event, Disco Inferno, taking on Alex Kidd, Alex Wright, the Wonder Kid. I was like, oh. Like, you never saw Hogan, maybe once. You never saw Goldberg. You never saw Sting or The Outsiders. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I keeping you awake? What time did you wake up today?
12,
yeah.
One.
Yeah, I was stuck at the DMV today.
I woke up early and then I fell asleep.
You know what the DMV is?
No.
It's the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Oh, you told me that yesterday and I just don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
Right. So this is the place where you can go and get your driver's license, your permit. You can go and switch out license plates when you get a new car. If you have a traffic ticket, you can fight the traffic ticket. A bunch of stuff is there. But I figured, you know what? The one time I had to go there since I've been out here, I was like, oh, this is great. You know, I was in and out. I was done. I don't have to get there when they open. So I got there like 10:30, whatever it was. Like, I took my time. Not took my time, but I took the bus.
And you got home at like 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Yeah, it was 4 hours long. And it wasn't like it wasn't the people. Like, I mean, people think, like, oh, DMV, I have to wait for all these hours, and the people are mean. People are so nice. It was organized. It took too long. It was a 3-step process.
Wow.
Right. So the step one was you walk in and they give you a number like a deli.
Okay.
Then you sit down. Then you wait for your number. That took 2 hours and they call you.
Oh, good.
So I figured, okay, that's great. I'm good. I'm done now. I'll walk up there, get in my paperwork, renew my license, apply for the new license that I wanted, the special one. And then I'll get my receipt, because they don't give you your card right away. You have to wait like 7 to 10 days, and they give you a piece of paper that proves that you have like...
Just like an infomercial, there's more!
There's more, correct. So now, she says, okay, you're all processed, have a seat, they're going to call your number again, and you go to the register and pay your bill. And I'm like, oh, like, you can't take my bill? She's like, no, I can't. I'm like, oh, man. So I had to sit down. And now I'm sitting down again, and like, the line is getting bigger and bigger and bigger behind me. Like, I'm sitting down. And the line is to the door, right? Now, they close at 4 o'clock, right?
Whoa.
I left there at almost 3.
Oh, my God.
The line, now, so I'm wondering, do these people get seen? Did they wait until all the people or they just shut down at 4 o'clock? I'm thinking it's a government office. They just shut down at 4 o'clock. Like, I don't know, you know, but that's how it was. That's pretty much how it was. So I only have to do this every 8 years. So hopefully by the time the 8 years comes around again, I'll have to, maybe I can just do it by mail, hopefully by this time. I'll have to go there and do it.
Or something that, like, you...
Talking to the mic.
Sorry. Or, like, technology's taking over, so something, like, technology-wise, you press a button and you get it in the mail.
Press a button, you get it in the mail. Well, that's pretty much what the online is. You have to, you know, apply for stuff and figure it out.
Yeah,
it's not that bad. I would have been upset if I had to wait there and they were mean. Like, I don't like mean people. But they weren't. They were nice. And the other thing is, this place isn't close. Like, it's really out of the way. Like, so if you take a bus, it's out of the way. If we lived where we used to live, it's a lot closer to where we used to live.
Okay.
But I don't, obviously. So it took me longer, and I had to go through where we used to live to get here. Yeah.
Wow.
That took like 2 hours almost, an hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's why I came home late.
Okay.
So, and that's pretty much my day. And my day has been, you know, shot. But I had to do it because my license expires on my birthday, and if I don't renew it, I can get in trouble at work.
When's your birthday?
The
4th, right?
The 4th, of August. But if I don't get it done at work, you have to have a valid driver's license to be at my, to do my work. In case they need me to drive something, or one of the ambulances, or the big communications truck.
Yeah.
So, if you don't have your driver's license, then you can't work in the city. And you can't, because every time you go into the ambulance, you have to log in with your number, with your 4-digit number. And that's how the city recognizes you, by your number. Mm-hmm. So if I can work for any 911 ambulance and type in my number on the computer in the ambulance, and my name pops up.
Okay.
So that's how you can't have that number without a valid license, driver's license.
Okay.
So that's why. So, and now I have a special driver's license that can get, like, it's an ID for getting on planes and boats. That's what took me too long to. What's up, bud? What's the matter with the cans?
Nothing. It's like, since I'm not used to using them, like, they're, like, pushing down on, like, over here.
Oh. You want to get another pair?
Choppy has a big head.
Choppy does have a big head. You know what else?
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
He is.
Okay, terrific.
What's your favorite clip that we play? Do you have a favorite?
I don't think so.
You want to play your theme song?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I have to cut that. It's too long.
Yeah.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jim Norton?
He stinks, and I don't like him.
That guy's an idiot. Oh, man.
Sting.
You like the Black Scorpion?
And Jim Ross.
Jim Ross made everything fun, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jim Ross made everything. I think Jim Ross is one of the reasons why those pay-per-views were tolerable. Because he did such good commentary, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's a legend. Do you listen to his podcast?
Mm-mm.
You should. It's good. Instead of watching YouTube 9,000 hours a day, you might want to check out some of those podcasts. Jericho's got a good one. Jim Ross, Steve Austin, your stepdad, Shining Wizards.
Your stepdad.
Yeah, there's a bunch of good podcasts. No, you really shouldn't listen to mine all the time.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Chopping.
Because of Choppy?
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
He is. He texted me, I have to stay at work. I'm like, oh. And I had the whole show planned for him.
Aw.
A pain in the ass. It's crazy.
So let's talk about the big news.
What big news?
NXT.
Oh, NXT. It's a good segue. You're learning, man. You should do your own podcast.
Wow.
So, Wednesday night, was it? Yeah, it was Wednesday night. Wednesday night at a house show, I think in Florida, I think at Full Sail. The NXT title changed hands.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ciampa, Tommaso Ciampa, beat Aleister Black, which I think is outstanding. Nothing against Aleister Black. I think Aleister Black was great. But I think this sets up Ciampa
versus Gargano.
Three. At NXT TakeOver in Brooklyn. Right in our backyard. I'm not ruling out going to NXT. Maybe we should go. Maybe just me and you will go. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Maybe if the boys want to. Yeah, I don't know. Figure it out.
I don't know.
There's so much going on, man. I mean, I got, you know, there's SummerSlam and and NXT, and then we got All In coming up.
Yep.
A lot of stuff's going on, man. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff in behind the scenes.
Wrestling.
A lot of wrestling. Have you watched any other wrestling? Since I have, because I only see you like once a week now in the summertime. Did you watch it? Did you watch Extreme Rules?
Some of it, yeah.
What did you see?
I saw Roman versus Lashley, Bliss versus Nia.
Talking to the mic.
Bliss versus Nia, Roman versus Lashley, B Team versus Matt and Bray.
Mm-hmm.
And Nia versus Bliss.
You said that already.
I said that already. Rollins versus.
So you saw the whole thing. You didn't see Rusev and AJ?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you missed that. That was okay.
And the SmackDown tag titles.
Oh, the Bludgeon Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not missing much.
Who won?
Bludgeon Brothers.
Yeah.
But we have new Raw tag team champions.
B Team.
Ugh.
What do you have to do? Holy.
You like that guy?
No.
That guy's. I don't like any of those guys. And they're both like second and third generation. They're both third generation wrestlers. Not a fan.
He is? Bo is?
Yeah, his grandfather's Blackjack Mulligan.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Yeah, his uncle's Barry Windham and his dad's Mike Rotundo. Well, IRS. Stop biting your nails. Stop biting your nails. It's annoying. It's gross, actually. It's a gross habit. So. Yeah, man.
Well, I know his dad was Mike Rotundo.
Right. So he's third generation. And then, of course.
Bray Wyatt is his brother.
Yeah, and then, of course, that has nothing to do with it, though. It's all about the generations. Curtis Axel is a third generation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's his dad?
Mr. Perfect.
And who's his granddad? The Axe.
Yeah. I don't know his name.
Oh, you should know this, man. I'm very disappointed. Uh-huh. It's Larry the Axe. Larry.
Henning?
Yeah, Larry the Axe Henning. Yeah, of course. So, like, not a fan of those guys at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan. So they won the tag titles. The Seth Rollins match was good.
Mm-hmm.
With
Dolph Ziggler.
With Ziggles for the IC's title.
That went to overtime, right?
It did.
Mm-hmm. And Ziggler ended up winning it.
And then Randy Orton came out.
And RKO. No, that was...
That was the AJ match, right?
No, that was Shinsuke versus Hardy.
Shinsuke versus...
I saw that.
Oh, yeah, so Shinsuke's your new U.S. champion.
Mm-hmm. And Randy came out and
RKO'd. Randy came out and RKO'd. What was that all about?
He'll turn number 73. Yeah,
that's like the Big Show, man.
And Dolph Ziggler.
How many... let's say... I can't even count them. If you take Big Show, Dolph Ziggler, and Randy Orton's... friggin' heel turns. I think we can probably. I don't know. It's a lot of heel turns. Man, I'm tired. My day's just starting.
Big Show like turned on Orton and Sheamus at the beginning of WrestleMania 29, mm-hmm. and at the middle of 2013 became a face again.
Unbelievable.
He made three changes in 2013, Big Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
Randy made two.
Yeah, mommy's home.
Mommy's home.
Mom doesn't know we're recording, so she's going to come in here and be like, oh, what's going on?
We're recording.
Hold on, we're recording! Anyway, so I, you know what? I fell asleep on the main event, and not because I didn't like it. I was just too tired.
Yeah,
and that's like my thing now, man. I've been falling asleep at the pay per views because they start so early, and they end so late. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, man. What are you looking at? Why are you preoccupied? Do you not want to do this?
No, I do. I'm looking at the new Mattel figures.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's called the segue. So you want to segue into your next topic?
Yep.
Okay. What's your next topic?
Mattel is coming out with all new figures.
Okay.
But one of my favorite parts is that they're gonna make it so that you have replaceable hands, like collector figures, where you can change the hands, remove the hands, put new ones in, like the creator wrestler things that they did a few years ago.
Oh, where wrestlers came with heads?
Yeah.
Oh.
And body parts and limbs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, who did they release so far?
Bobby Lashley. The replaceable hands are like his pointer fingers for his entrance. A new Daniel Bryan, Sanity. But no Killian Dane yet, which is weird.
So, 2/3 of Sanity?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nikki Cross.
I love Nikki Cross. If mommy ever left me, that's who I'd probably go marry. Nikki Cross.
Like, they're doing AJ Styles.
Talking to the microphone.
AJ Styles, they're doing Asuka with no replaceable hands.
Okay.
Bob Backlund.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Old hands. Bob Backlund or new Bob Backlund?
Old Bob Backlund.
With the long hair?
No, not long hair.
With the buzz cut?
Yeah.
That's the new Bob Backlund. Yeah, he's new. He's new to me. He came back as a heel in like the 90s.
Oh.
Yeah. He won the title from Bret Hart. It was crazy. It was crazy, crazy time.
Daniel Bryan, whose original hands are his pointer fingers, and replaceable hands are like holding out.
Okay.
Hi, Mom.
Hello.
I don't know who this is.
Hi, Mom.
Hi,
babe.
Boo. What's his face? The guy who doesn't win any matches.
Who?
Face the Facts. He's so bad I forgot his name.
Brian Myers?
Yeah.
It's our boy, man. It's our boy. Queen's his own.
Oh, Velveteen Dream.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Dunne,
the Bruiserweight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A new Dusty.
That's right, baby. Ooh, I like that. I like that. Dusty.
Elias.
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
EY.
Mm-hmm.
If you put your hand on this $150 lid, I'll slap them lips on the side of your face.
An elite Finn Balor, but doesn't have elite legs, only like a bendy stomach.
A bendy stomach?
Mm-hmm. But no, like, bendy. A Goldberg?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Old Goldberg.
Oldberg?
Oldberg.
Oldberg.
Ooh. My newest favorite action figures.
Talk into the microphone.
My newest favorite action figures of all time by Mattel. The Era.
Yeah. Shock the system.
Oh. Hey-o!
Is that Hacksaw?
Yep.
Looks like Big John Studd with titties. What's up with that?
Okay, terrific.
Wow, we got a mess here. Look at this barbecue.
A new version 1 Matt.
Mm-hmm.
They should have never done that.
How many figures are there?
A lot.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. 4 minutes worth.
Okay, we don't have to go through the whole thing. So when is Mattel putting these out, do we know?
Mm-mm.
No?
They just released them at San Diego.
Oh, the Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just released the Titans trailer, too. For Comic-Con live
Ronda
action.
Ronda Rousey?
Yeah. So Ronda Rousey is downloadable, right, if you pre-order 2K19?
Yep.
Yeah, did you pre-order it yet?
No, you don't have to pre-order it. You don't have to pre-order it together. If you don't pre-order it, it's going to be $5 together, and for Ray, it's going to be $10.
Ray.
Mm-hmm.
So the word on Campfire is that they want to re-sign Ray to a 2-year deal or something like that.
With the New Japan stuff.
But he's still doing New Japan stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of New Japan, have you watched any of the G1 stuff or no?
Not yet.
Okay, so as of this morning,
okay,
this is the 28th annual G1.
Whoa.
Right, so the finals are on August 12th.
Okay.
And it'll be on New Japan World. Okay. And actually, today's show is, if you don't have New Japan World, but we do, if you don't, it airs for free on New Japan World.
Really?
Yeah. But have New Japan World, yeah. So we don't have to worry about it. So you know how it works.
Yeah.
With the points. You get points, mm-hmm. And there's blocks, right?
Yeah.
So let's go into them real quick. So now we know Jay White has beaten...
Slingblade.
Well, yeah. He's already... Switchblade, not Slingblade.
Switchblade.
He does the Slingblade. So...
I'm going to call him Slingblade Jay White. And
Sling
he
White?
And he I called him... Switchblade.
That's okay. I called him Sling White last week. I couldn't talk. I'll sound like Matt from Shining Wizards.
Funny.
He beat Okada.
Really?
Yeah, and he beat somebody else already. Or maybe Tanahashi. So he's got 2 points. Kenny Omega's got 2 points. Kota Ibushi's got 2 points. Michael Elgin's got 2 points. These are all 2-0, and Makabe's 2-0. They all have 4 points. I'm sorry, and they're 2-0. Here's the 2-pointers. Bad Luck Fale is 1-1. Evil is 1-1. Hangman Page 1-1. Goto is 1-1. Tanahashi is 1-1. Sonata is 1-1. I don't know why. Choppy doesn't like Sonata.
I don't like him in New Japan. I like the Great Sonata.
Talking to the microphone.
The Great Sonata was like.
You don't like him with Los Sigo Nable, Sti Hapan? Took me 7 months to pronounce that. Sonata's 1-1, Tamatanga 1-1, Naito. Oh, yeah, he beat Naito, and JY beat Naito and Okada, I think. And Ishii is 1-1, Zack Sabre Jr. is 1-1.
Okay.
0 points. The Juice, U.S. champ.
Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Okada. Okay. Minoru Suzuki.
Okay.
Suzuki-gun. That's right. Toriano and Yoshihashi's 0-2.
Okay.
The fifth day will be this Saturday, 5:30 a.m., 2:30 Pacific time. It's all about block. So the Suzuki-gun, Michinoku-gun, Zack Sabre beat Omino and Hanari. Kota Ibushi and Takahashi beat Chaos, Gato and Yano. Los Ingobernables de Japón, Sanada and Naito beat Dave Finley and Juice Robinson. With a submission with a standing skull end from Sonata. Yeah, yo, that's so dope.
What?
This is the skull end. It's his finisher.
Yeah.
The Gorillas of Destiny. The Tongas. Mm-hmm. They beat Bullet Club. Chase Owens and Kenny Omega by pinfall.
So they're out of the club, right? The Gorillas?
No. The Gorillas, yeah. Well.
What about Fale?
Fale's with the Samoans.
Yeah.
They asked him on... Did you watch Being Elite this week?
No, not yet.
They asked him, he said, what about Chase Owens and Takahashi? He goes, fuck him. And he said, what? So Juice said, what about Kenny Omega and the Bucks? Fuck him. Yeah. Wow. So that's what he said. You have to watch Being Elite.
The Elite.
Break it down.
The Elite.
Break it down. Break it down. Chaos, Show, your boy Show, the Tempura Boy, and Ishii over Goto and Yo.
Yo and Show.
Well, Yo fought against Show.
What?
Yeah, in this tag team match. It was Sho and Ishii versus Hirooki Goto and Yo.
With a Sho.
And it was pinfall with a vertical drop brain buster from Ishii. Heyo.
On who, Sho?
It doesn't say.
Oh.
Switchblade Jay White over Michael Elgin with the Blade Runner or the Sling Blade. Yeah. After a ref bump and a low blow.
Well, wait. The Blade Runner is the Sling Blade now? I thought it was the
Oh, no. It's
Bray Wyatt.
That's move. Yeah.
And the Sling Blade is signature.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dan. Suzuki beat Hashi with the Gotch Pile Driver. Evil over Makabe. Tanahashi beat Bad Luck Fale by DQ when the Gorilla's Destiny ran in and referee Red Shoes had enough being pushed around. He said, no. And Okada, the Rainmaker, over Hangman Page with his finisher, the Rainmaker.
The Rainmaker wins it with the Rainmaker.
That's right. So it's all about Block A tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I love what they did with, 2K18 and how they put, all this new stuff in.
Yeah. One of two groupings who wins the group, mm-hmm. will go into the finals, get a spot in the finals.
Ooh.
So, I think Jay White's going to win the G1. I know Kenny Omega won it last year.
2 years ago?
No, it was last year.
It was last year?
I think it was last year. Yeah. I believe so. Yeah, you gotta go back and watch some of those. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I saw the one where Kenny won it.
Yeah. Talking to the microphone.
I saw the one where Kenny won it.
Yeah. I don't have any other news. Want to see if there's any other news on the interwebs? No, I'm gonna look. I'll see what's going on. You didn't watch any of the wrestling while you're on your summer vacation?
Some of it, a little bit of Raw and SmackDown, but not that much.
Roman Reigns and Ronda Rousey were at the Nickelodeon Awards. Slammiversary from Impact.
Isn't that tomorrow, the Nick Sports Award thing?
Yeah. Have you watched any Impact? Any TNA? Mm-hmm. No? Me either. Heard it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's something interesting. Stephanie McMahon is about to make an announcement on Raw.
Oh.
I think, this week.
Mm-hmm.
And the rumor is that there's going to be an all-girls pay-per-view.
Yeah. Everyone's doing it.
You heard about that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not everybody. No, only the girl groups are doing it. Shimmer and...
Yeah.
But here's my question, though. If you did not have WWE Network, would you want me to buy that?
What do I mean?
If we didn't have WWE Network... And we were buying pay-per-views, right? Like we used to?
Yeah. Full-per-view.
Full-per-view, yeah. Either way. Would you want me? Would you want us to buy an all-girls pay-per-view? No?
No.
Why?
Well, if it was TNA, TNA women wrestling is good.
But let's say it's all the girls. It's Raw, SmackDown, NXT. Let's say it's all the girls they have.
Okay.
And there's a big pay-per-view. You could say no, it's your opinion.
Would it be kind of some of the girls from the classics?
No. I'm talking Yeah. Let's the Mae Young classics. Yeah. Oh yeah, okay. So it's all the girls that are involved in WWE, let's say. Okay. Hypothetically. Yeah. And maybe they'll do they'll do special commentary by Trish or Lita or whatever. Or maybe they'll bring Caitlyn's coming back. Beth Phoenix. I know Caitlyn's coming back.
Who?
Caitlyn. She wrestled in early 2000s, WWF, WWE, you never saw her? If you saw a picture, you would know who she is.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, she wrestled in, the 2010s, not early.
Oh, 2010s? Yeah.
Yeah, 2009.
I don't remember.
I remember. She was, the girl with the black hair, but, a little blonde in it.
Yeah. So.
There was no Seth Rollins here.
Right. There's no, so now, would you buy something like that?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No. I would like to see some of the card first.
So you have to make your mind up before you have to see the card.
Yeah, somewhat of it, a few matches.
The fact that it's an all girls pay per view the first time wouldn't appeal to you. You'd have to see the card.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair enough. I can't argue that.
If there was a fatal four way between Nia, Bliss, Ronda and someone else. Or, like, they bring NXT girls up, like, the next day on, like, if they do it on a Sunday, and the next day on Raw, someone gets brought up from NXT, or someone from NXT jumps someone on Monday Night Raw from, like, Monday Night Raw SmackDown on a pay-per-view. Yeah. Like, if, like, say, like, there's a match between Ronda and Asuka or something like that. If there's an NXT girl match, like, before or after that, I would, like, want to see it because I know that something might happen with that winner or loser from NXT who's going to jump, like, Ronda or Asuka to become a new member of Raw or SmackDown.
Gotcha.
Because there's rumors that NXT women are coming up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
It's pretty significant when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think with this fan base now, with you younger guys, I think that'll appeal. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if there's any staying power because I'm not too convinced on half their roster anyway. You know, like even Ring of Honor doesn't have a lot of good girls in it either.
Mm-mm.
But like, I'm indifferent. I'm not a big fan.
The first main year that they're doing this, they've only been doing it for like a year now.
Right.
So that's, like, they wouldn't have that good of a woman base.
Yeah, but they have a lot of. But I'm saying for them to pull that off, it wouldn't be standalone. I'm sure they'll have, you know, a Raw and SmackDown pay-per-view in the same month. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be like a standalone pay-per-view. It can't. I don't think it has that staying power. I don't think there's enough strong talent. I mean, Ronda. See, the thing is now, they have Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll draw the casual fan. If you put her in the main event, I think people will buy it just for that.
There's free agents roaming around now.
Yeah.
From all the other companies.
Right, but, I mean, we're casual fans of UFC, right?
Yeah.
So when Ronda Rousey headlined, Antina came over, we bought it, we watched it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's the thing with the casual fan. If the casual wrestling fan sees it and says, oh, wow, Ronda Rousey's fighting on a main event? Oh, honey, let's buy that. Let's get popcorn. Let's invite our friends over. And they all have spritzes. And let's watch Ronda Rousey. Yay, Ronda Rousey, yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello. And, That would be the selling point.
Yeah.
If you put her at the top of the card.
Put her in a fatal four-way. Like, her and one Raw woman, but not in, like, a tag team match. Her and a Raw woman versus, like, say her and Bliss, not in a fatal four-way. So it would be, like, Bliss, Ronda, who's the SmackDown Women's Champion? Carmella. And Asuka in a fatal four-way.
See, I wouldn't even put that. I would put just a singles match. It would be Ronda versus whatever champion. Bliss or Nia. Or you put her on SmackDown and make a fight Asuka. You know what I'm saying?
Or Carmella and make Ronda win the SmackDown Championship.
Yeah. Because that's what's going to sell the pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
For people who don't have WWE Network. And all you get the subscribers. Oh, you get the month free. Let's do it. Yeah, let's get some spritzes. And everybody's watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too keen on it. I think it's cool that they can do it. If they pull it off, I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of the women wrestling.
Like, maybe, like, if they pull this off, they could do this maybe, like, every 3 months or something. They do, like, a little women's women's show.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's like I said, if they can pull it off, then, you know, it'll stay somewhere. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll be like, well, like you said, once every 3 months or.
But if they can pull this off flawlessly, what they will not do, they would probably do it like every other month. But if they can get this good enough, the best you're getting is every 3 months or every 4 months.
Or you do it once a year and make it really special.
Yeah. Like, the top women in the top matches.
Right.
Like, don't even put them in specialty matches. So, if you do, like, the first ever... What haven't they done? Women... I don't know. first ever woman.
They've done the Rumble.
Like, if they do, like, a first ever woman.
War Games.
Yeah, maybe. Like back in the day they did.
Talking to the microphone.
Like, back in the day they did the championship scramble matches. Maybe a woman championship scramble match after 10 years.
Yeah. No, that's a very fair point. Very valid point. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, at this point, they got to do something different.
Have a legends match?
Sure. Beth, Trish, Lita.
Molly.
Molly Holly, yeah. Who else would come back?
Jackie, maybe.
Miss Jacqueline, yeah. Maybe Ivy. Ivory. Yeah, she's still in shape. Mm-hmm. Who else would come back? Maybe Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, who's the Spanish chick? That was with John Morrison.
No,
not Rosamund.
No, Rosamund.
Melina. Yeah.
Eminem.
Yeah, I like those guys. Mm-hmm. I used to like those guys.
Nitro and
Mercury.
Yeah.
And then it was The Miz and Morrison.
Mm-hmm. Reality Check.
I love those guys. No, Reality Check was...
I hate their movies.
That's Kevin Matthews' group from when he was in... PWS and WrestlePro. That was
also the name of
the finisher. Yeah,
that they did.
But that was a stable in Eddie's wrestling league.
Yeah,
Eddie, what a douche.
Worst ref ever.
He is the worst ref ever. He is worse. Absolutely, 100%. Shout out to Eddie. Shout out to the Wizards. I want to give Shining Wizard Tony a shout out because something happened to our website, and our fans couldn't access iTunes. To download the show, and a lot of our fans use iTunes. So the link was broken. I don't know what happened. I lost episodes on the upload. I lost a ton of stuff. So Tony's been helping me all week, and we got something, and it got approved. So, yay. Let's give Tony a big thank you, shall we?
Okay, terrific.
What's that?
The most quiet clap in the world.
The quiet clap in the world with your two pinkies. Will you stop?
Will you stop?
Hey.
Will you stop?
Funny.
Fuck it.
What?
Fuck it. Oh, man. Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you!
Oh, no. Let's not play that. Let's not play that.
And what do you know? We got a couple of haters.
What's so funny?
Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you.
Nope. Not gonna play it. Are you smoking over there?
Put that cigarette out.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Hello, gorgeous.
Hi.
Toasty!
Who? Woo!
I wore a Ric Flair shirt today.
Hi, who, ooh, woo.
Alright.
Hey, who?
Anything else?
No.
No? No other wrestling?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
You know what yesterday was?
What?
Was the 32nd anniversary of the great turn? What do they call it? Hold on a minute. WWF, the great. Oh, it was Hogan and Orndorff. That's when Hogan turned on Orndorff turned on Hogan, and it was the anniversary yesterday. Yeah, I'm gonna play it. Yeah. You remember I showed you that?
Oh, thank you.
You don't remember me? Of course. You don't remember me showing you? What was the first thing I showed you?
You showed it to me, yeah, but I don't. That was like, how many years ago? 8 years ago?
Yeah.
7.5.
You want to play the clip?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that. After this, this friggin' ad.
Ads.
Let's play the clip.
Champion Hulk Hogan defends his title against Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. See the giant machines in a six-man tag team with Captain Lou Albano versus Big John Studd, King Kong Bundy, and Bobby the Brain Heenan. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat versus Jake the Snake Roberts. Hold on to your seats. Thursday, August 28th, C&E Stadium. Tickets at Bass, the Grandstand, or call 872-BASS to charge. Brought to you by Molson, Brewers of Canadian.
Reflect. Oh, yeah, reflect. Yeah, man, I can reflect. All the good times we had together, the times we trained day in and out, pushed ourselves to the limit. You know, Paul Orndorff, Ivan can remember our families, brother. Breaking bread together, Thanksgiving especially. And yeah, man, I can reflect and remember the oath, man. The oath you and I made, dude, to take it all the way to the top. And if for some reason we fell off track, we swore as blood brothers we'd go down together, man. Yeah, I can see it all now. I can remember.
Who says he didn't like to hear the cheer of the fans? He certainly does.
It seems to me every time you go in that ring and do all that hard work and demonstrate your opponent, it seems like you go over and tag Mr. Hogan and he comes in and makes the fall.
Well, come to think about it, so what if you're right? So what if he sells more dolls? So what if he sells more posters? So what if I do 90% of the work?
You're so tough, Hulk Jr. If you're so bad, why don't you sign for a tag match next week against Sudden Bundy? But I got another idea. Why don't you get yourself a partner? And I'm talking about Hulk Hogan. Huh, Hulk Jr.?
Let me tell you something right now, both of you. All I have to do is to get on the telephone and call Hulk Hogan, and he would be right here by my side. Hear what he's doing. I don't care if he's got 605 pounds on his back. You just go get him and tell him Mr. Wonderful wants to talk to him right now, immediately. Yeah, I've heard Orndorff wired before, but nothing like he was when he reached me at the gym. You know, he sounded unreasonable, almost incoherent. But you know, when he asked me to stand behind him against Bundy and Stud, I said, Paul, I'll be there all the way. Yeah, we're ready.
No! No! Well, confusion.
No! There's been a change of plan. I have agreed to have a match with the Moondog.
Hey, Orndorff looking for the tag. Not yet.
Well, Orndorff says I still have things to do in here. Man, what a fool. You can see it right there. Despite the fact that Orndorff was a one-man gang on an ego trip in the Moondog's match, that was okay with me. We had one more week, man. One week to get ready for the big one. Stud and Bundy. A whole week. The next day, I even flew to Tampa to make it easier on him. But all he wanted to do was argue. And then we pulled a disappearing act in T-Town for 3 days. I didn't know where he was hiding out. The only thing he had the courtesy to do was leave a note for me, saying I'll see you at the arena. Man, what a fool I was. You know, I actually thought this dude needed some space to clear his head out, man. Just a little time. So I gave it to him. But then when I saw him on that night, the night of Stud and Bundy, the worst nightmare I ever wanted to see, I was worried because Orndorff, nothing had changed with you, man. Nothing. Get your head right. We've got Bundy and Stud right where we want them, man. Let's go out there and take them, brother. The old Mr. Wonderful ways. Just play it by your rules.
Let me tell you something right now. Mr. Wonderful's ready.
Hey, let this thing go about the phone call. Let's take care of business. Yeah, man. When the match started, you know, I thought Orndorff would forget about what was bothering him and just simply take care of business. But it wasn't actually on and on. It was apparent, though, as things were progressing along. We weren't clicking, man. I knew we were having a problem. And then when I was getting double-teamed, man, I heard Orndorff yelling at me, make a lunge, tag me in. I did exactly what you said, Orndorff. I made that big lunge, man. I tagged you in.
Trying to make the tag. The Hulks are trying to make the tag on Paul Orndorff. Backed into the corner.
After I made the tag, man, I kept wondering, where's Paul? Where's
barely know what's going on, man. Why don't you help me?
Orndorff got hit in the eye as Hogan went backwards. And he got knocked clear out of the ring. But now look at this. Why is the referee disqualifying these guys?
And then finally, after Stud and Bunny beat me to a pulp, man. Yeah, you came in. You finally came in.
They'll win this matchup, but nonetheless. Oh, no! What the world? What? What in the heck was that all about? You gotta be... No! No! No!
You were Mr. Wonderful. You were it. You were stupendous. You showed the chicken
wonderful.
You showed
wonderful. 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 You sold out, man. You swore to me you'd never take shortcuts. You took the biggest shortcut of your life, Orndorff, Mr. Wonderful. You were on the verge of greatness, man. You had a whole generation of little hucksters training with you, man. Saying prayers with you, dude. Eating their vitamins with you, man, and you sold them out. You didn't sell me out, brother, because you can't take me. I took your best shot, man, when I was down. Now I'm gonna return that favor. But just like those spies, man, in Washington, today who are selling our country out for diamonds, gold, ego, greed, jealousy, man. That's just what you are, Orndorff. You sold out a country, man. You sold out all those people that believed in you, man. Cheap shots, shortcuts. You make me sick, Wonderful. You'll never beat Hulkamania, man. I got a whole generation, man, that's gonna live forever because of this thought. Positive thoughts, that is. And we don't take shortcuts, dude. You know, I can even think every time you stuck your hand out to shake my hand, there was that thin film of perspiration coming off your palm that separated us as brothers, man. That separated us. The jealousy separated us between brotherhood. That's what it was.
Save it.
Blah, blah, blah.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
That was a huge deal. That led to... So, I remember where I was, too, man. I was in... It was a Saturday, and I saw it. I lost my mind. I went outside. I was bragging. Everybody's like, what are you talking about? Hulk Hogan? Everybody's a Hulkamaniac. I said, I ain't no Hulkamaniac. I want to pull on off to jack him. What's wrong with you over there? We're almost done. Put the cans back on. You can't hear me without the cans, man.
I can't get them.
Dude. Here you go. What's wrong with you? What are you, an amateur? What are you, an amateur?
It wasn't working.
You're an amateur?
No. Maybe yes.
Maybe no. Maybe yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was pretty important in my world when I was 11 years old. Let me see. Hold on 1 second. No. Here we go. No. Okay, here we go. I've got some music.
Ooh.
To end the show. I think that's it, man. I really don't have anything else to say. I wasn't even going to do anything tonight because Choppy tapped out, but I figured let's do something quick.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
For, yeah, she.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, Clancy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I have an idea.
What?
Bring back Mikey. Ask Mikey.
Okay, yeah, we'll bring that back.
Yeah.
We'll put it on the social media
Everyone's
page.
Everyone's favorite part of the show.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you and Tony C's favorite part. Oh, yeah. Look at this. Is this cat invading our space?
No.
I hate this cat.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Is that your cat?
Yes.
Brucey. What's up, Brucey? Crazy cat.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow, meow. All right. You want to start wrapping it up?
Yep.
All right. Let's do it. Play some music. You like that?
What is it?
It's called DMV by Primus. See? Yep. Yep. You have fun?
Yep.
I will do this more often. So you know how we end the show, right?
What?
You know how we end the show? We plug everybody?
What?
We plug all our friends. I plug all the websites. Where can they go to get episodes?
Rant.am Radio.
Uh-huh.
Rant.am Radio. The Shining Wizards Network.
Into the microphone.
The Rant.am Radio, the Shining Wizards Network, and, of course, TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
That's right. And we, what kind of social media are we on?
We're on Twitter, Facebook, and TuneIn.
That's right. Now what else?
You can also get us on Google Play, YouTube, iTunes, and Stitcher.
And Audio Boom, right?
And Audio Boom.
Awesome. We have t-shirts, right?
Yep.
From where?
Talking
to the microphone.
I don't know.
You don't remember?
No.
Pro Wrestling Tees.
Oh, ProWrestlingTees.
.com/
Turnbuckle Throwbacks!
That's right. Thank you. See? Mommy knows.
What?
Yeah, so, Choppy, hopefully we'll be back next week. Same bad time, same bad channel.
That's usually how they end it off.
Right.
Will Choppy be back? Find out next week on the same bat channel. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Right. So on behalf of my esteemed colleague, my tag team partner tonight, The Hammer, I'm the Impact player, Mr. Philly Ray, reminding you all to take care of yourselves, each other. Invest, invest, invest. Don't say all the nasty words. Avoid the clap. Don't get arrested. Have a nice rest of your weekend. And hopefully we'll be back next week with the Chopster.
See ya!
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.